This is the sister of Mike Bickle, founder of IHOP, that very large prayer movement. He is being defended by her in ways that are absolutely horrific. This is an example of cover-up culture. She is a false prophetess. She's blaspheming the name of God here. And the reason why I want to show it to you and to let everybody know is because if we shine a light on this stuff, Christians will learn from it, and then we can stop it. And the people that are under her influence, Mike's influence, they need to know. They've got to know. We've got to do this. So this year, I'm making a series of videos doing this, and today will be a really quick, short one for me. Quick, short one. And you'll get to see Mike Bickle has been busted for using prophecy, lying to girls about prophecy in order to take advantage of them physically in ways that are horrific, the youngest being like 14. And when it started many years ago, but ongoing habitual behavior that happened even relatively recently. And so this, he's been exposed. It's all, just Google it if you don't know, Mike Bickle. You'll see it right there. Full investigations have happened, and there's tons of witnesses. 17 women have come forward. That's the ones who've come forward. That's not all that there are. So his sister now, Mike Bickle's sister, supposedly a prophet, is now announcing that he can return to ministry and that God has pardoned him. We're going to watch it. I'll pause it, give some commentary here, because if you can identify the strategies and the habits and the patterns that you'll see here in this abusive false prophetess, then you're going to be able to see it in other places too, and you can help protect others from those who would abuse them in the name of Christ. Here it is.
The things I'm getting ready to say, I believe strongly that the Lord has given me permission to say, and not only permission, he has sent me on a mission to give it.
First thing you're going to get is this is not based on evidence. This is not based on information that is available to any public person. It's her private revelation. And so she has this really strong conviction. She has to tell everybody. She's putting herself in the place of a prophetess, and she'll just keep doing this as we go.
I want to say that very strongly. First and foremost, I want to bring clarity to the body of Christ.
It is not clarity. This is a total lie. Total lie.
That is my goal today. Again, I'm speaking on God's behalf. I am not speaking on Mike Bickle's behalf. I'm not speaking on behalf of IHOP. I'm not speaking on behalf of my family. I'm not speaking on behalf of Diane. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody. I'm speaking on behalf of the Lord Jesus.
Okay. I've talked to a number of people that are connected to this situation with Mike Bickle. And I'll say this, there is one thing that's true and consistent among many of them, especially those who live in the area around where Bickle lives. They're scared of these people. They're scared of what they'll do, what they'll say about you, how they'll come against you if you decide to speak up and tell the truth about what Bickle has been doing. There's actual fear associated with this. And imagine if you were really fully a member of this church and you're hearing these things, like, I'm declaring in the name of God, I'm speaking God's truth. And it's so controlling. It is so abusive, and it's so unbiblical. I'll get into more as we go, but this is just a compilation of some of the stuff that she said in this recent hour-long video. We're just going to go over like 6 minutes of footage from the hour-long video that was compiled by Protestia on Twitter, on X. And I'm grateful for them putting this together. We're going to watch it now and take notes. This is cover-up culture at its height. And because we have social media, and because the gatekeepers can't control people like me, or people like those who are speaking forward online, especially the victims themselves who are coming forward, we can do something about it. But if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for the ability to bypass the gatekeepers through ministries that are willing to do so, that aren't under their control like my own, this would just continue. They would shame and shame and shame and demonize the victims and the witnesses and people calling for accountability. And this false prophetess would be at the head of that, not for her brother, not on her behalf, not because of their power that they want to maintain, but because of her special word from God. Total lie.
There is a pardon being offered right now to the global church concerning Mike. It's being offered right now from heaven to the body of Christ as a whole regarding the name of Mike Bickle. Speaking directly to the issues that concern Mike Bickle for the impropriety that happened many years ago, yay, even before IHOP started.
Yay, even before. She's moving into King James style speech because it helps empower to the audible ears of those here, they're thinking, oh, this feels like we're moving in the spirit now, because she says yay even before. And this phrase, a pardon from the Lord, that issuing of a pardon, God is issuing a pardon, that kind of terminology, the way this works in this charismatic environment is that feels very powerful to you. When you hear someone say, I'm speaking on behalf of God, there's the issuing of a pardon, it all sounds very official. Charismatics will often present their words from the Lord with slogans and official terminologies that are, it just gives it the sense of weight and the sense of power so that it becomes more convicting to the people hearing. It's a complete lie. It's a lie. It's a blasphemy against Christ, what she's doing right here and right now. But it's powerful if you've been raised in that environment. You hear those phrases and you think, how am I supposed to argue? Like, maybe that's the Lord. Maybe that's the Lord. I'll just keep my mouth shut. But it gets way worse. It just devolves into the lower depths of hell as she keeps talking. It's crazy. And yes, I'm using strong words here. They need to be used because we have to expose this stuff. And if we're too nice, if we have an unsanctified kindness towards someone like this, then we enable them to continue gaslighting and manipulating people. So we have to call it what it is.
And to any story that happened many years ago that may or may not have happened, to the issues that happened and did not happen, Mike Bickle has served double what is required for him.
Technically, he should go to prison. He has not served double anything. But notice the wishy-washy. Some stuff happened, some stuff didn't, but he's over. Just ignore it, guys. Water under the bridge. We declare, me, the one who was not wronged at all, who simply has lost position and power because of the scandal that has happened, I declare to you that it's over. Has she talked to the victims? No. Has she even read their stories? No. She'll tell you in a moment that she thinks that you're not allowed to even think about or look into or find out, or even churches shouldn't even investigate allegations like this. It's insane. It's total violation of scripture.
It's over. Amen. I'm saying this Amen. Very, very strongly.
It's not over.
It is over. I'm not asking anybody's permission. I'm telling you from this moment on, these stories are over.
Okay, if you're mad at her, that's a healthy thing. That's a good response. Don't, in your anger, don't sin. I'd love to see her repent. I'd love to see her change, but you should hate what she's doing. That's a healthy thing as a Christian, that you hate certain things, and this is one of those things.
They're over. Yeah. The pardon has been issued to God, by God himself, to Mike and to the church, if you'll hear what I'm saying to you. I want to speak to the grooming narrative that has went on about Mike. I want to say this very loud, very clear. Knock it off.
Yeah, he's a groomer, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
I think I'll do it more. I think you should too. I think that we should make sure that we clearly, as Christians, we call this stuff out. Now, some think that it's going to hurt the body of Christ because you're going to call out someone like Mike Bickle, and it will bring harm. But the harm is brought because Mike Bickle did these things, not because they're being called out. The real harm is that I spoke to one of the advocates for the victims of Mike Bickle, and you know what they told me? I think I have permission to share this. They said that when they initially were trying to gather support for the victims and there wasn't a lot of help, they reached out and Christians ignored them and Christians didn't help. And the people who were rallying around them were non-believers. I want you to let this sink in. Non-believers were helping these victims, these real and actual victims, because so many people thought the kingdom is too important. It's all about Jesus. We can't, you know, expose Mike like this because it's going to be bad for the kingdom. No, you hurt the faith of many by not calling it out. Those of you who are close to Bickle, some of you called it out. Some of you did. It's not like none of you did, but collectively it wasn't being dealt with properly. And that brought more harm and caused those people who were already hurt to then question their faith in Jesus that much more. So it has to be Christians that call this stuff out. When Paul was dealing with excommunication of Christians for major offenses, he says, you know, what do I have to do with judging the world, right? But we do have to judge the church. The Christians have to cleanse our own places of worship. We have to cleanse our own ministries. We have to hold our own leaders to account. That is part of our witness to the world. So exposing leaders is a healthy thing. It's a proper thing. It's painful and it hurts, but it's kind of like surgery where you cut out a cancer to save a patient. If you ignore it, it's just going to get worse.
It is not God. It is not God. Mike Bickle has had nearly a million people stand in front of him over 25 years. Patting someone on the head, this is ridiculous.
Okay, this is where we ignore the real accusations and we pretend that Mike Bickle's really being accused of patting someone on the head. Like, that's what it is. No, he's a false prophet. He made up prophecies, said it was God in order to manipulate women. For example, told multiple different girls, young, very young girls, compared to his age, God showed me my wife is going to die and you're going to be my new wife. And so then he starts messing with them under this deception that he's given them in the name of God. That is a predatory false prophet. Is groomer an appropriate word? Yeah, you probably should have a stronger word for him, not a less strong one. So when she pretends patting on the head is the major issue, this is a complete lie. It's an insult to those people who've been injured and hurt by Bickle. And there's many, many more than you are even aware of. There's so much garbage. You just Google it if you want. You want to know the details. It's available out there. They did a full investigation. You can read the witness testimonies yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Knock it off.
Amen.
Amen.
To the story that is going around in which they say took place many, many, many years ago. I have never read the story, and I will never read the story or ask questions about the story. So what? I'm telling you, I don't have knowledge about the story, and I don't care. Amen. I'm going to speak to it anyway.
I'm ignorant. I want to stay ignorant, and I'm going to proclaim in the name of God what you should be doing and thinking and saying about all this stuff. This is foolishness and folly on display. I couldn't have put worse words in her mouth if I had sat and just tried to think of something for Mike Bickle's sister to say that would be foolish. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and a shame to him. That's what God says. Okay, that's Proverbs. You say, I don't know this issue, but I'm going to speak to it, and I don't care, and I'm going to speak in the name of God. So you're adding fake prophecy onto your foolishness and your folly. It's just nuts. It is just nuts. Should we investigate things? Yes, that's the nature of what Scripture says when it tells us, let every matter be established by two or three witnesses. The idea is that you have to ask questions and investigate to gather witnesses and confirming evidences, you know? So that's required. If you have an elder who sins, let me give you a scripture here. 1 Timothy 5:19 and 20. If you have an elder who sins, it says, don't admit a charge against him unless, right, two or three witnesses. In other words, you'd have to talk to people and investigate. That's what you do. As for those who persist in sin, that's Mike Bickle. He has had ongoing patterns of abusive sin. Rebuke them where? In the presence of all, so that the rest may also stand in fear. It should shake everybody. That's what's supposed to happen, okay? That's what the cleansing does. It shakes people, and that's a good thing. We think that's healthy, that's proper and right. That's what Scripture requires, but she doesn't know, doesn't care, and now she's going to proclaim in God's name. It just keeps getting worse.
It has been reported to me, however, that the story is exotic trash.
Amen.
That's what it is. This story and stories like it should never be investigated by the church.
Yeah.
I have had people ask me, does it matter? Whether it's true or not does not matter.
I can't think of stupider words to put in the mouth of somebody than these words. I know I'm being strong with my terminology here, because if I respond to this the following way, I think that it's unwise to say what she's saying, you guys. I personally disagree. That is an unfair, unjust response. Proper just response to this is to say, that's satanic. Like what she's saying, here, I'll point the right way. what Mike Bickle's sister is saying is evil and satanic. It's of the enemy. It's sick. It's perverse. It is the result of major delusion that she's experiencing, which I pray she'll be delivered from. But as long as she's got the microphone, people have to be warned about her, right? Because Mike is now trying to get back into ministry. That's what this is all about. Mike Bickle, right back in ministry, get him back up there on stage, back up there in the same positions he was already in. He's completely disqualified. This is an example of someone who can never be put back in ministry. And if he was really repentant, he would say the same thing, but he's not. And it's not just Mike Bickle. Do you know Mike Bickle? His whole crowd of guys, these Kansas City prophets, it's a bunch of frauds, a bunch of abusers, a bunch of weirdos. Paul Kane, who was taking advantage of and trying to groom young men into homosexual relationships with him. Paul Kane, who was caught looking up prophetic words and then lying about it. So he was doing, research on people and then pretending it was prophecy. He was busted many years ago. Chuck Smith knew about him. I have evidence of that, by the way. I have the transcript. I'll tell you about this some one of these days. Yes, he was years and years ago, but it was kept quiet for the most part and came out years afterwards. It wasn't just him. Bob Jones, one of his other Kansas City prophets, Mike, one of Mike Bickle's, his like right-hand dude, also busted for making women unclothe themselves so he could touch them in inappropriate ways, telling them God was commanding it and it was how they would receive a special anointing. Busted in the early 90s for this. Unrepentant, even though there was a fake letter that went out, he didn't really repent. That was a lie. Yeah, I've been researching this stuff, guys. I have the evidence. I'll present what I can. There's just way too much stuff. I have some major things I'm working on right now. So I'm kicking out a quick video because I have other and worse characters I'm addressing at the moment, because we as Christians have to stand up and address these things, and we have to create a culture of accountability to combat the culture of cover-up, which is worse in the charismatic world. Maybe it's the worst one. For Christian communities, the cover-up culture is really bad there. Now there's other places where it'll exist too. But when you can add prophecy, and I have divine authority, and I have apostolic commission, when you add that to your abuses, they get worse. You stand up and you say, God told me to tell you guys, knock it off. It doesn't matter. God has issued a pardon. Absolute nonsense. Mike's whole cohort, Augustine Acala, bad dude, right? Just one after another, bunch of bad guys. Sean Bowles, Chris Reed, you name it, Todd Bentley. These overlapping circles of bad guys. It's crazy. And they have to be called out. We need truth. We need integrity. We have to follow what Scripture says in 1 Timothy 5:19 and 20, which I showed you. I'll put it on your screen again, right? What those who persist, when you've got multiple witnesses, rebuke them in the presence of all so that the rest may also stand in fear. It's not my choice. I'm following what Scripture says. She's making up garbage and saying it's God.
That is a demand that secular society is placed on the church, and the church is now answering secular society about the blood of Jesus.
She's saying the thing she's saying is secular and evil is investigating multiple witnesses who come forward with allegations and evidences. That's the evil thing. Investigating is evil. They're part of a church where they're reinstituting. Mike's starting a regular Bible study type thing he's going to be doing now. Someone needs to warn them. If you're part of her church, flee from their church. Run from their influence. They're not being empowered by the Spirit. This is not the Spirit of God. There seems to be a spirit involved. It is not God's spirit. It is an evil spirit.
Yeah. Period. Furthermore, the theology declaring it matters is wrong and false.
Where is her scripture? What about what 1 Timothy says? What about where Paul says that we have to deal and judge the Christians among us who are doing these things and habitually in this type of thing? What about when Jesus says how leaders are to be, how to be conducting themselves? Let me give you another verse, okay? Since she has no verses, I'll share with you a scripture here. This is from just this last Sunday in my church, where I'm just a member of the church, right? With Grace, EV, Free, and La Mirada. Okay, I have accountability. I submit to the elders there. Wonderful church, great people, awesome believers, serious Christians. The one of the pastors there, the teacher this Sunday, Jason Oakes, he shared on 2 Corinthians 11, and he went over this very passage. So I was thinking about this, and I was noticing, he did a great study on it, noticing what it said here about Paul. He was calling out bad leaders and fake apostles and false leaders, basically, in the church, and he was chastising the Corinthians because they were tolerating them. This was the big issue. It's like, you guys tolerate these people? What are you doing? How do you tolerate them? So he lists like five things here that they tolerate that he doesn't think is okay, that Christians should not be tolerating. So he says, he complains to them. There's a lot of sarcasm in 2 Corinthians 11. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, right? Well, IHOP did this. They had people that were, that's Mike Bickle's prayer movement. They had people that were basically slaves. They were supposedly prayer missionaries, and there's still many today that are doing it. I don't think it's a healthy ministry to be part of, even though you may have a great prayer life. I don't think it's a good ministry ideology. But they basically get support from other people. So then they pray on shifts and they work for IHOP for free, and they have to provide their own finances by asking for money from other people as if they were missionaries when they're not doing evangelism for the most part. But they make slaves of them. They work them long hours. They're to do these 24-hour prayer rooms so that they could say we're the prayer movement, the prayer movement. But it's just, it's not, there's a lot of good Christians involved, but the movement itself is not inspired of the Lord. It's something fabricated by man. And so it's a huge issue, guys. It's a huge issue. The whole prophetic history, I won't get into this today, but the prophetic history of IHOP, not real. Not real. So many fabrications in there. So much stuff. I just don't have the time to share everything I know, to be honest. But they devour you. That is, they're consuming you. They're using you to feed their own appetites. This is what Mike Bickle does with people. He thrives off of getting to be on that pillar. You know, he's devouring them in that sense. Or they take advantage of you. There's another symptom of these false leaders. They take advantage of you. We're here to serve. As a leader, I'm here to serve. I'm here to bless others, to minister to them, not to take advantage of you. But this taking advantage, that's exactly what happened. When he told those various girls, God showed me this, and now it's okay for us to do this and that together. And then after they feel bad, I'll lead you in repentance, and then do it again. And I'll lead you in repentance. Just this weird psychological damage that he's doing to people. Or puts on airs, right? Putting on airs is what she did in the beginning of the video, where she's like saying, I'm speaking on behalf of God. God showed me and issuing a pardon. Yay, verily thus, sooth. Just putting on airs. Or they strike you in the face. That's what this whole video does. She's striking victims in the face. She's striking you in the face, all to prop up her brother.
And it is not of God. To the narrative that speaks and says God is exposing the church, that is an incorrect theology.
Who says God is exposing the church? You're not the church, lady. Mike Bickle is not the church. God is calling us to expose. We are to expose. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Scripture says. Rather, expose them. That is the call of the church. God, through the church, is helping to expose individuals in the church that are doing all the stuff that 2 Corinthians says shouldn't be done to the church.
God is not committed to exposing his family ever.
God never exposes his family. Who exposed David in his sin? Who exposed Saul in his sin? Right? Who? What did the prophets even do in the Old Testament if not expose those things? Did not Ezekiel expose the issues of the church? Did not the Israelites, did not God bring him in a vision to the temple so he could see the thoughts inside the priests' minds and how it was full of depravity? God exposes. This is what he does. Light exposes. This is the effect that light has. Jesus' own ministry, he comes and preaches as light, and the darkness, they don't like it because they hide. They want to hide. She is preaching darkness in the name of light. It's crazy.
He is loyal to his family.
Yes. Yeah.
He does.
Right, he's loyal to his family, but Mike Bickle's not loyal to the family of God. You're not loyal to the family of God.
Not go 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years back after someone becomes famous to dig through his own blood to expose darkness that the Father sent his son to the cross to die for.
Amen. Amen.
Notice the crowd so riled up because they are brainwashed to respond this way. God does not offer, there's a term you might learn, unsanctified grace. He doesn't give grace to those who refuse to repent. Mike Bickle has not just done 40, 50 years ago stuff, ongoing throughout the generations, done all kinds of wicked things. You can look it up, guys. There's tons of evidence and testimony that's gone out there, validated, verified. That is ongoing, and he's unrepentant, and he continues to do wicked things. His buddies, like Bob Hartley, one of his right-hand guys, another false prophet who abuses women. I'm going to share all this stuff with you guys. It's coming this year. Light disinfects, and I'm going to do it. But Bob Hartley went out and publicly threatened that the witnesses who were coming forward, this is Mike Bickle's buddy, okay, right-hand guy, right? We're close, at least in this circumstance. Also a friend of Bill Johnson and was over at Bethel Church doing all kinds of things he shouldn't do. This guy threatened women as just a blanket statement on social media, like, oh, you women coming forward, we have the best lawyers, and justice is going to come your way. And they're just speaking truth, these ladies. They're just speaking truth. He's threatening them because people who don't have the money and they don't have the reputation and they don't have, you know, the power, the sort of social equity to be able to hold their own against that kind of thing, they end up getting quiet. And then witnesses start disappearing. And then instead of 30 witnesses, you got 17 or whatever the numbers might have been. That's the kind of thing that we need to stand against. That's the kind of thing where it's attacking the body of Christ.
He exposes them, then he must expose you.
Amen.
And I'm giving you that warning right now.
Yeah.
I'm giving you that warning right now.
I want you to know how scary it is if you think she's a prophetess and you're in this movement and she gives you a warning right now. And then they tell you vague stories about people who died because they accused Mike Bickle or died because they did this. These movements they all have stories of some lady or some guy who is going against. Like I've had medical issues for a while now, but if I die at some point, which I'm not expecting I will, but if I suddenly died, I guarantee you they'd be telling each other in their little meetings that it was because I made a video about Mike Bickle or I made a video about Sean Bowles. They just interpret anything that happens for their own grandiose reputations. It's wrong.
Again, addressing the false narrative that has went out about the Bickle family, namely, this is not about Mike, namely Diane Bickle, and about 30 other individuals, approximately. These are sons, daughters, sisters, yeah, grandchildren, cousins, nieces, nephews, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and those who have had to bear the brunt of these false accusations, whereby their family name was trashed, and the work of God in their lives was trashed. False information that went out across this city for the sole purpose of taking out Mike with no regard to anybody else.
Okay, I have to explain this because this happens with every case I'm looking at. Let me give you an example. Sean Foyt getting exposed for, the government should be looking into this guy, right? This bad dude, misuse of ministry funds, spiritual abuse towards individuals, and habitual chronic liar, just prolific liar. I have evidence. I'll share the evidence. I am 100% convinced of the truth of this. I'll share that stuff in the future as soon as I'm able. I'm juggling a lot of things, and I usually spend a lot of time preparing the content before I share it with you guys. But this guy, Sean Foyt, he goes on public, and he's like, we've received death threats. Like, as if any of us who are exposing it, I mean, like, you're in social media, you're well known, you get threats. I've had threats. People, I'm going to come to your church and cut your head off in front of all your people, Mike. Like, I've had that threat. But you don't hear me responding to accusations with, oh, I have death threats. Like, whoa, poor me. Woe is me. Because I'm trying to make myself the victim here. Sean does this. We've had death threats. People doxed they're telling where my kids go to school. I don't know who's telling people this. But he throws this out because what we're going to do is we're going to take our kids and our wives and our friends and family and put them as shields instead of responding to actual accusations. Everybody's got friends and family. Everybody's got someone they can hold up as a shield. Michael Brown talks about how hard this all this stuff is on his wife, and I'm sad that it is hard on her. That doesn't answer any of the accusations, though. We don't want to make it hard on any of the family, but that doesn't answer the accusations. We just see this over and over again. The response of using human shields to avoid dealing with the real accusations. You know, everybody has got family. In fact, including the victims. The victims of Mike Bickle have family, and their mothers and daughters and sisters and aunts and cousins. They're all the same things. This is just emotional manipulation that's happening here. And I think what she's referring to when she talks about these 30 people is the individuals that were part of IHOP that tried to help cover up for Mike, whether they did so through nefarious motives or because they were just deceived. I think she's defending them. But we need a real accounting of things.
Yeah.
I'm here to set the record straight.
Amen.
The family was set up, lied about, trashed, and misrepresented at every level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not true. So a number of Mike's own people have resigned. People have come out. There was an open letter written by other leaders who would have been his best friends, like close friends who were like, we're shocked. We think this stuff is true. She's lying. She's lying. What is she doing? When she says it was a setup, she's accusing the victims of being the bad guys, of being the perpetrators. So this always is what happens. Also, you use human shields, but then you turn to the people who you've already hurt, and you put a gun in their hand and take a photo and show it to everybody. You know, you try to say, look, they're the ones, they're the bad guys, which is why a lot of people don't come forward, or even some people maybe who you've known in your life, who you think are a bad guy. They were just the victim that got lied about. That's why we have to do investigations. We have to look at the witnesses and check the evidence.
That's true. Yeah.
To the IHOP leadership team that served during this time frame that this information went out, I'm declaring publicly they have done nothing wrong.
Shut up, lady. You don't speak truth. You speak lies. Lies are the tools of Satan, not the tools of God.
Not alone. They did nothing wrong. Amen. They don't have to go fix anything. They don't have to do it better. Amen. They did nothing wrong. These are righteous men and women that have laid their life down for the cause that they were taken out unrighteously. God saw what happened, and he is going to vindicate you.
I think that this also is a hint that they have plans for the future. I think there's a reason why people are scared of Bickles and his connections. They're afraid of what will happen there. There was a guy named Ernie Gruen who came out many, many years ago, decades ago, with major accusations about Mike Bickle. And it wasn't too long after this that all of a sudden Gruen suspiciously wrote a letter kind of saying like, sorry. Vaguely. He didn't exactly take back the accusations, but he kind of apologized. And then a little bit after that, it was discovered that he was himself having an affair. And I don't know if this is like part of an agenda, a plan where, you know, they have some things in the works behind the scenes. It's up for debate whether Gruen really meant to apologize and take things back, or if he was under pressure because someone knew something about him that they later leaked. I don't know, but he seemed like he had some many, very valid accusations against Mike Bickle that the church should have listened to at the time. And generally speaking, people didn't listen and things just got worse. Bickle should have been shut down forever ago, but he wasn't.
Concerning Misty Edwards, I am giving clarity. People took an event that happened one time and turned it into a seedy tabloid story, dragging this girl through the town square. You should not have done that.
Okay, you're lying. This is, none of that was true.
Amen.
God will vindicate you. Concerning Mike Bickle, this is the most integrous, filled, righteous man that we know. Again.
You need some new friends. If that's the truth, you need some new friends. I don't know what to say, guys. This video shows you the layers of deception, self-deception, deceiving of others that are very, very thick, many layers. This is the croissant of deception that she is dwelling in here. It's bad.
One who has laid his life down so that the prayer movement could go forth across the earth, and one who laid down his life for the cause of Israel to be ignited for the return of Jesus. Yeah.
So again, this is, we use human shields, right? We accuse the victims. Another part of cover-up culture is when a leader is shown to be, you know, have legitimate serious problems, which can happen to anybody, but should be dealt with integrity. When that is shown to be the case, I wrap myself in the church. I wrap myself in Jesus. I wrap myself in the cause of Christ so that attacking me is attacking Jesus. Attacking Mike Bickle is attacking the prayer movement. You're attacking Israel. You're coming against the work of God. But biblically, this isn't what happens. Biblically, you know, when Solomon needs to be dealt with, God deals with him, and it's not attacking Israel to do so. When David has to be dealt with, God lets Israel go through some major stuff because of the sins of David, or split because of the sins of Solomon. There's a lot of harm that comes to the people, and it's at God's hand because it's the consequence of the leadership and their sins not being dealt with. So biblically speaking, there's many examples, if you want to think biblically about these types of things, where, yeah, you can't just wrap yourself in this stuff. That doesn't work. Stop using the human shield. Stop using the Jesus shield, the Israel shield, the prayer movement shield. Stop this.
Yeah.
And just so the record is clear, this information went out the same week Israel was attacked.
Correlations are huge in the IHOP movement, along with, in Morningstar and Bethel, Jesus Image. The correlations thing, we interpret everything that's happening in light of a lot of presuppositions we have. So this news went out when Israel was attacked, because guess what? These hurt witnesses discovering each other, one going on the record, then another one going, I guess I'll tell my story, and another one, and another, until 17 come out. that's considered like Hamas, right? That's considered like a terrorist group attacking Israel. Crazy.
This man is the same today as he was yesterday, as he was 10 years ago, as he was 20 years ago, as he was 40 years ago.
Okay, well, that I agree with. That's true.
He is the exact same man. Older, grown, trained, saying yes to God all the way through, yes. But he remains the same. The most honest and righteous man, yes, that we know. Yes. His name is being restored from this moment on. Thus, yes, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, that is taking the Lord's name in vain. And Mike Bickle's name is not going to be restored. And the reason is this. You cannot control the microphone anymore. That's the reason. There's plenty of people who can. And the truth is that your own people who are clapping, if they really knew the truth about what happened, they wouldn't clap. The ones who you can keep from reading the investigation or listening to the witnesses, they will clap and they will go on board with it. But if your own people, because I believe that there's so many charismatics that love Jesus and that want integrity and want truth, and even leaders, they're just a little slow to pull the trigger because it feels a little scary to do so. But if you will take a look at what's happening and you see what Scripture says about handling these types of issues, I think you'll gain the courage to speak up. Okay? It is not over. He is not being restored. Okay? He's gonna slither into some ministry type position, and he's gonna have all the right words, and he's gonna say all the right things, and he's gonna start courting. Yep, this is another thing he does. Courting rich donors, right? Special words of prophecy. If you have a lot of money, you get special prophecies from these people. All that kind of thing is going to begin, but you can't control the microphone, so people are going to still find out.
The Lord has said to the body of Christ, a pardon is being issued to anyone who wants it, issued over all the people, all that have been connected to this story in any way. Including and especially Mike Bickle.
And that's it. This is just a compilation of clips from her 51-minute message that she gave at her church gathering here. I'll link below the full one, as well as the 6-minute, 42-second clip compilation that Protestia put together, and I'm grateful that they did. I'll link that down below in the description. This is one example of cover-up culture, and my philosophy, guys, this is, to me, this is a Bible study by means of application, okay? I'm showing the Scriptures and doing the thing. I would not be bringing this up if it wasn't already a massively publicly needful thing. People have to know this publicly. Mike Bickle's done this to many people. It's part of a whole movement that has a lot of issues, that has many in the prayer movement, in IHOP, are starting to rethink, in a good way, they should rethink, how much of this stuff is legit? How much of this stuff should I be believing? That's really important that you do that. I'll give you a preview for a video I might make in the future if I can manage the time. I have so much evidence and information, I don't know if I can even share it all. But Mike Bickle based the prayer movement off of this sort of 16 hours of prophetic events that he'll recount story after story of God did this and God did that. There's a lot of fabrications in there. They edit the history, which after the fact, because the prophecies don't come to pass, and then they go, well, we won't talk about that one anymore. And it ends up being very deceptive. And those who are part of that movement, you feel like this is your identity. Ground your identity in Christ is my encouragement to you. It's going to be a long road to process all this stuff, but there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. And I'd encourage you to be willing to deal honestly with what this stuff is. Because if you're not, you'll be susceptible to more of this brainwashing. So Mike Bickle's sister is a false prophet. She's speaking lies from the enemy. And the church should be warned, because they're trying to prop Bickle back up into another position where he not only gives false prophecy to manipulate people to do what he wants, he also has weird end times stuff. He is, they poach Christians and churches, and it's things that are unhealthy for the body and have been for a long time. So my name's Mike Winger. And usually I just teach the Bible, but this is part of a series of videos I'm doing this year, 2025, on cover-up culture, especially inside the charismatic church, because when you add prophecy and apostolic authority to your cover-up, it's way worse than ever.